This week, scientists have suggested that a common virus could be a common cause of high blood pressure. Now, high blood pressure affects up to 50% of people over the age of 65 in Western countries like the UK. But up until now, we really haven't had any ideas as to what causes the majority of those cases. 90% of them are said to be idiopathic. We don't know what does this. So, what a group of researchers in America have done, and this is a guy called Clyde Crumpacker, who's based at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in America. He and his team have been investigating something that scientists have had their eye on for a little while, and this is a virus called cytomegalovirus, CMV. Now, CMV is a very common infection. The prevalence goes up with age. In other words, the older you are, the more likely you are to have caught it. And what's important about CMV is that it causes a lifelong infection. Once you've actually caught the virus, it finds a way to persist in the body for the rest of your life. It's a member of the herpes virus family. What this group of researchers did was to infect mice with a mouse equivalent of CMV, called murine CMV, and compare their blood pressure afterwards. And when they took a group of mice, infected them, and then looked at their blood pressure, they found that in the infected animals, the blood pressure was significantly higher afterwards than before they infected them. So that's high blood pressure, but what about other aspects of arterial disease? Well, what they then did was to do the same experiment, but they put the animals on a high-fat diet. This is the rodent equivalent of junk food, essentially. And what they found is that the animals that were infected with CMV and fed junk food developed signs of early arterial disease. They began to clog up their arteries with fatty deposits, showing that the infection seems to make arteries more vulnerable to getting damaged and then the build-up of things like cholesterol. So what's going on? Well, the researchers studied the blood vessels of these mice to try and find out why they were seeing these effects, and some interesting patterns emerged. They found that the virus was establishing a persistent infection in the walls of their blood vessels, but also it was increasing the levels of various inflammatory genes. IL-6 is one of them, another one called TNF-alpha, and another gene called MCP-1. Now, these have been linked in the past to vascular damage, things that can cause injury to blood vessels. And there was also a very interesting finding to emerge, and that was that they also found high levels of two genes called renin and angiotensin, and these are key players in the long-term regulation of blood pressure. So you could say, well, that's all very nice in mice, but is this relevant to humans? Well, to test that, what they then did was to get samples of umbilical cords, because they have blood vessels in them too, and they're therefore a very good way of studying the human situation without actually having to infect people with these viruses. So they took babies' umbilical cords, infected them with CMV, and found exactly the same changes taking place in these umbilical cords. And so this suggests that CMV could be a key player in causing high blood pressure, and therefore the next step will be to examine adults in the population. We know that people carry this virus, but try and watch what happens to them after they catch the virus, and then see if they do go on to develop hypertension or high blood pressure, because it's a major cause of heart attacks and strokes every single year. So finding out ways to tackle the problem is really a priority. That paper, if you want to read about it, is in PLOS Pathogens this week. Dave.
So would this mean that in the future you might be able to make a vaccine for it, or could you do anything with someone who's already infected?
Well, they are looking at making CMV vaccines. The problem is that it's quite tricky. People have tried to make anti-herpes vaccines for quite a while, and it's quite hard to prevent people from getting infected. But you might be able to damp down the activity of the virus once you've got it. But we do have drugs that will stop CMV. There's a drug called ganciclovir, which does target CMV and stop it growing. And it might be that intervening in people with high blood pressure with these drugs might make a difference. And I guess that's one of the key questions they'll have to look at next.
Thanks.